Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Pearl Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, and Workers World Today. And we are super excited to have Ms. Diana Morales, who is running to be the next mayor of New York City. Welcome, Ms. Morales. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
Our pleasure to have you as well. The road to bring New York City back is tough and rough. How are you going to get the businesses to reopen, get the workers back on the job? Tell us about that.
Sure. So I talk about creating a new economy in New York City. The historic sort of focus in terms of thinking about the economy in the city has been to focus on the big corporations, the big companies, and there's a lot of fear-mongering about them leaving and us losing jobs. But here's the reality. Small and mid-sized businesses actually employ over 50% of the New York City workforce. So my proposal and my platform prioritizes actually investing in that part of the economy, making sure that all of the money, the millions and billions of dollars that we have historically provided to large corporations in tax subsidies and tax incentives, that those dollars instead are invested in our small mom and pop and mid-sized businesses. We know that in many of those cases, those business owners live in the communities that they serve for the most part. They also invest in their communities because they shop locally. And that is a great way for us to actually build a local economy from the ground up and from the center out. So that's the segment that I would prioritize. We saw over the course of the last 12 months what tax breaks did for large corporations. New York City, Wall Street did great. New York City has more millionaires and billionaires than ever before. Meanwhile, the small and mid-sized businesses are suffering more than ever before. Why should we not make those investments in the community instead of in Wall Street? And that's the priority that I've made. The second thing I'll say on this question is that we've also learned that the members of what we call the care economy, early childhood teachers, child care providers, home health aides, you know, the elder care, those are critical positions and roles that actually make it possible for the rest of our city to operate. And those are actually positions that are primarily held by women who are Black and brown immigrants. And so my other commitment on the economic side is to make sure that those workers are being prioritized, that those workers are being paid well, that those workers have protections and benefits, and that we're actually increasing the workforce there by creating training pipelines that will also provide additional jobs that are well paid and protected.
And talking about business, you know, business owners, small business owners, looking at the Black, Hispanic, and Asian entrepreneurs, former Mayor David Dinkins had the best record in terms of giving contracts to MWBEs. How do you plan to address that, not only getting those contracts to those business owners, but seeing that they get paid in a timely manner as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to actually really refocus the MWBE portion of the contracting in the city. Right now, the office exists and the role exists, but it's actually primarily white women who get a lot of those contracts. So we actually need to focus a lot on the M part of that in terms of minorities, people of color, communities of color, and that would be a big focus. And the way we would do that would be to expand the availability of training and technical assistance so that small business owners know what they need to do. Removing barriers to access by making the process streamlined and as easy as possible for them to apply, helping them actually be successful once they get those contracts, and of course, making sure that they're getting paid in a timely manner so that they're in turn able to pay their own employees and their own bills. That's actually a citywide problem. It's not just WBEs that suffer those consequences. Nonprofit organizations do as well. As a former executive, I know that problem, and that's a commitment that I make.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Morales. How can one support your campaign?
Sure. So there's a couple of different ways. I mean, right now, we've qualified for matching funds, but every donation from a New York City voter between $10 and $250 actually gets matched 8-1. So a $10 contribution yields a total of $90 for the race, which is really important because since I am a community grassroots candidate, I don't have the millions of dollars that other candidates in this race have who have been running for years and saving money for years and owe favors to other, you know, special interests or those kinds of things. All of my money has been raised from the community. So donations are welcome. The website for that is Dianne, Dianne.nyc. We also, as I said, really grassroots. So all of the way that we're getting out into the community is word of mouth. So mm-hmm. volunteers are a critical part of our campaign, mm-hmm. whether it's making phone calls or sending text messages or, you know, standing on the corner and talking to people or putting up posters in the community. You can also sign up for that at the website, Dianne.nyc. And you can follow the campaign and learn more about me and what I'm up to at any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok even. And my handle there is Dianne, D-I-A-N-N-E, the number 4, NYC. That's the same across all social media platforms. And we'd love to have you get involved.
Thank you so much, Ms. Morales. It was a pleasure having you here. We look forward to having you back again. We wish you the very, very best for your campaign running for New York City mayor. And we hope you make history as the first woman and the first Afro woman, and Latina woman, mayor of New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope we make history as having elected the first community leader to mayor of New York City as well. Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.